Hey there, it's Dan from Big Grande, and if you're hearing my voice right now, it's because you just downloaded a free preview of one of our two new podcasts. If you'd like to hear the full season of each or either podcast, we're selling them at biggrandewebsite.com. That's biggrandewebsite.com. That's where we'll be putting all podcast content, all video content, all things Big Grande in the future. So if you like this episode of Last Resort or Exit 42, please subscribe to the full season. We'll be releasing episodes weekly. And you will love it. I guarantee it. You're going to like the way it sounds. I guarantee it, baby.
There's an exit that I know where time moves slow and the coffee flows like wine. If you're looking for concessions on this road from hell to heaven, there's only one exit that has all that you're missing. Exits 1 through 20, they'll just take your money. Exit in the 30s if you're wanting something dirty. Or exit number 40, Lordy, I could tell you stories. Exit 41, I swear I'm almost done. Oh Lord, come and carry me on through to that sweet exit 42.
If you find yourself creeping up on exit 42 and hear your tummy a-rumbling and your gas tank a-rumbling too, you better open your ears and listen, because they're telling you to come on down to the location in today's episode.
All right, guys, listen up. Listen up. We've had some problems, okay? We've had some problems, and I got to tighten it up. I got to tighten up the ship.
Not this again.
What do you mean, not this again? We've had problems.
It just feels like every 3 or 4 weeks, we've had problems, quote unquote. We got to do another staff meeting where we get everybody in here.
Listen,
and you tell us why we're bad, and then we tell you why we're not, and then things go fine for 2 weeks, and then we're back in here.
Calm down. It's not about you being bad. This is the McDonald's Chevron, and this is the nicest spot on the exit. And I'm sorry for wanting to take a little pride in this place.
Jake and and also Mr. Windsor, you said this is the McDonald's Chevron, right?
Yes.
I wanted to point out this is the only full McDonald's with a small chevron in it. In this whole state, and it's just it's throwing me. And I know every 3 weeks we have some problems, and Jake is your son, and I know you guys talk about things at night, and maybe
he's a really good employee. I know you transferred from the Chevron McDonald's, and it's throwing you for a loop a bit here. Okay, everything's
the
a little
proportions
opposite
are just
wise.
A little bit different. Yeah.
Jake, I got it.
Okay, Dad. Why did I take the assistant manager training? Why did I take the training if you're not going to let me have any leadership responsibilities, Dad?
Okay, you're right. Why don't you come up and stand next to me? We'll lecture the team together.
Lecture? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Professor.
We've been having some problems here at the McDonald's Chevron, okay? And first of all, it's cleanliness. And I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. From the bathroom to the fryer, we've had cleanliness problems. Okay?
Well, I will say that in between the bathroom and the kitchen where the fryer is, there's a diesel pump, and it's really tough to keep it clean. And I know we did run the pipe out the front door so the trucks can get their gas out there, but there's some... It gets clogged up sometimes, so that's my fault. I'll try to keep the diesel pump a little more clean.
Okay, and that's fine. And again, I'm sure that you're thrown off coming from a Chevron McDonald's and now being in a McDonald's Chevron. Obviously, things are a little different.
This was your idea, right?
Well, yeah, I couldn't make a deal. I couldn't make a deal with Chevron up front, so I locked down McDonald's, and then Chevron, of course, came running. And I made a little room for him.
So the franchises, the franchises you landed were in the opposite order.
That's right. Normally you start with the gas station and add food, but I was only able to land food, and then of course gas came a running. Because everybody stops for the burger. That's what they don't realize. Everybody stops for the burger, and then you realize you need the gas. So let's try to keep that diesel pump clean.
Yes. Yes,
and,
sir.
And what was your name again, son?
I'm Taylor.
Okay, Taylor. We're going to put you on full bathroom duty.
Okay. I feel like that might be punishment. And I'd like to say before we get into the punishment that if we kept the window, the car window soap water further from the McFlurry mix, I wouldn't get them confused as often.
Okay.
So well, I'm sorry for the poisonings. I'm sorry for the poisonings.
And that's okay.
And I'm sorry for the filthy windows.
Hang on. I just want to say, you're accepting that you're always going to make this mistake. It'll just happen less often if we don't keep things. You know what? You're fired.
Jake, wow, way to show some initiative.
Yeah, that's
I can't
right.
let you. I can't enact that. Please. But I like your spice.
Don't fire me. Don't fire me. My dad's back. He's in the hospital again.
Oh,
I thought you
back in the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's back in the hospital. He's living there now.
he's paying rent.
Yeah. He went from the doghouse. The metaphorical doghouse. My mom was mad at him, and he was sleeping on the couch. And to get back at her, he rented a bed in the hospital, and he just has to pretend he's sick. He's got a little deal there.
Wow, that must be really hard for you. I'm really sorry.
It's costing my family a fortune. So please.
Oh, they're
don't
not giving him like a rental fee. He's paying hospital bill.
Yeah, he's paying bill.
Hey, if hold Bill on, comes hold through on. Here anytime, I'm gonna scream my head off at Bill next time he comes in here. Last time I had to go to the hospital, I had to pay him way too much money, and he kept
asking. Hospital bill?
Yeah, I paid hospital bill $400 three different times just for using the waiting room to tie my shoes.
I know. This is why I think it's really important we don't privatize medicine, because hospital bill runs that place with an iron fist, and I'll tell you what, we've had a lot of grease slips. Uh-huh. We've had a lot of beef sickness, and... You know, it's tough. I've spent some time at the hospital, yeah. Bill's hospital.
Yeah.
And
don't forget about all the gas poisonings also.
Yeah, the gas poisonings in the kitchen.
I'm sorry. I don't know who... There is a balance of power issue here, and I don't know who to pay more attention to. Is it the father or is it the son? Because you're both behind the podium now, and
well,
you're both speaking
authoritatively. You're leaving one authority out.
The toilet. And, you need to go clean the toilet, Taylor.
The father, the son, and the holy toilet.
Yeah, exactly. The holy trinity, the father, the son, and of course, the holy toilet.
Look, I just think the
Jake,
toilet's...
Jake, back a little bit. Jake, back, move to your left a little bit, Jake.
Can we maybe take a vote and maybe agree that the toilet has been a lost cause for about 2 months now? And
yeah, how much duct tape are we going to put on that thing?
Guys, come on. Guys, we're a high traffic zone. If I fix the toilet every month, I'm going to be fixing a toilet every month, okay? I can't afford to do this. We're going to have to duct tape as long as we can. And like I always say, it's porcelain. It'll be fine.
Well, I don't know why you didn't just decide to do a McDonald's bathroom instead of focusing on having a gas station bathroom McDonald's.
Because we had the key already on the big spoon.
Yep.
And it would be weird to have a McDonald's bathroom that you had to go up to the counter and ask for the key on the big spoon.
And when
we
designed this place, we also thought it would be cool to do the line down the middle that really delineated which one you're in. Unfortunately, we didn't realize the bathroom was fully on the Chevron side and not on the McDonald's side. And we had to stick to theme. You'll also notice the place is filthy, covered in soot, and has a truck drive-through car wash in it.
Yes. Yeah, I noticed. You keep saying you'll notice that, and we've noticed it.
Well, I just don't know if everybody understands what we're doing here. We're a McDonald's Chevron, and we're the big one. Okay, we're the big one, and I think people know, and I want to have a good reputation. Well, I apologize if I've been a little lax, and it's been a lack of direction problem. That might be my thing. I'm sorry.
I want to have a good reputation too. But when I tell everyone at night school I work here, they go, oh, the place that makes you the most sick and gets your car the least gas? It's a bad reputation.
That's what they say?
Yes. It's the two things that you're known for.
They use most and least.
Yeah, what do you mean gives you the least gas? Our gas pumps work.
Yeah. Okay. They definitely do. Because
there's many places in this area of town that get you sick. And also don't give you much gas. But this is the place that gets you the most sick and gives you the least gas.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm dismayed by that. I really didn't know that was the case. That bums me out. I thought we were given gas.
I think a lot of people are pretty disappointed with, we've got the 87, the 89, and the 91. The 63 is given pretty bad gas.
But it's cheap. It is cheap. The 63, I'll tell you what, 63 is our value menu gas.
Yeah.
But you buy that at McDonald's.
Yeah. Our number 7 combo is
63 gas.
A cup of 63 gas.
A 10-piece gas.
A 10-piece gas. And a large order of
French gas
with...
Yeah, I'll let you go. You're doing a great job, Jake.
I'm trying, Pop. I'm trying.
You know how they have the Travis Scott meal at McDonald's?
Yeah. Are you going to talk about the Travis Tripp meal?
Yes. Yes.
From
Travis
Chevron.
Tripp meal. The Travis Tripp meal, which...
A bag of the Nature's Nuts trail mix, which is very raisin heavy.
Thank you.
A single menthol
cigarette
and a plain hamburger with just pickles and ketchup.
See, there's so not the crossover. A plain hamburger. You do get a little bit of McDonald's with this one. It is technically a Chevron meal, but you do get a little Mickey D's. Just like with every McDonald's, you get a little bit of Chevron.
Yeah.
And the,
that's sort of our sell.
But the napkin is the little thin, scratchy brown paper towels from the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah.
And it all comes in a plastic bag, which looks terrible.
Well, it's a Valvoline bag.
Yeah.
It's a classic Valvoline bag because, you know, Valvoline, Chevron, they're tied together.
Listen,
we can do an oil change.
And they get 2W2 oil with it.
Listen,
that
do you guys want to work
gritty.
Here or not?
That's
do you
the
two
dip.
Want to work
that's
here or not?
That's the dipping sauce. That, yeah, good question, Jake.
That's
put
my
them,
question.
Put them straight.
It seems like we have these little meetings every couple weeks, and you guys just complain about how everything's going on, but then you're still accepting your paychecks. You know, if you don't like the way that things operate around here, you two, you can hit the bricks.
Wow.
You can
Well, we don't like how you make us accept them.
The paycheck ceremony is...
It's what? Outdated?
What?
Oof. It's the most outdated in town.
What? Just because we don't have direct deposit.
Yeah. Do you guys know how much it costs to set up direct deposit with a bank?
Seriously.
It's way easier
Nothing.
For me and my dad to sit in our backyard and you guys come over. We have my sister and my young cousin play a trumpet fanfare. Mm-hmm. You guys walk up. We sort of take your paycheck and we place it and tap it on both of your shoulders. Mm-hmm. And we say, with this check, thou'st become knights.
By the way, we also know that young cousin is actually your daughter. You're not fooling anybody. A young cousin didn't just move in with the family all of a sudden.
No, that was a young baby cousin a couple mm-hmm. years ago, and now she's 3. That was a young cousin who moved into town because my sister... is a deadbeat. I mean, no.
What, 1-year-olds don't move into town.
But yeah, we had to move her. It was kind of like a Fresh Prince thing. You remember Fresh Prince?
Right, who delivered that baby?
The doctor.
Hospital bill?
Well, yeah, we had to pay him.
We can check with hospital bill.
No, he's not still giving out records, is he?
For a price?
Yes.
A low one.
Oh, God.
Well, look, okay, can I serve this customer real quick? Or
Taylor,
do you,
go ahead. Thank you. I appreciate break? That. I All appreciate right. that. We have been letting them, I wonder what they want.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's Chevron. Are you hungry or does your car need gas?
Both.
Perfect. Oh, that's perfect.
Yes. I'm a little confused. Where do I pull my car?
Okay, are you in the drive-thru right now, right?
Yeah, I'm in the drive-thru.
Okay, so first window, pay. Second window, fill her up. Third window, we'll give you the food.
Okay.
What can I get for you?
There's three prices out here on the sign.
Uh-huh.
$1.29, $1.49, and $1.69. Does that have to do with the food or the gas?
None of the above. That's the temperature.
Yeah, it's hot one out there today, huh?
I'm sorry.
It's a hot one out there today.
Sorry, let me get the mic up to my manager here.
Sorry, Taylor. It seemed like he was giving you some trouble.
Who's going to take my order? You or the man yelling in the background?
Actually, neither of them will. I will.
Good
job. A third person.
Yeah. And it's me right here outside your passenger window.
Like
so
In-N-Out.
The numbers outside are a parody because it's hot. Like they're like saying like it's 129 degrees.
Yeah.
But why are there three of them? And there's no clear.
We couldn't pick the funniest number. So we went with three options. Whatever.
It's a hot one though, huh? It's a hot one out there.
Get up onto the mic, boss.
It's a hot one out there.
All right. Well. Let me get the, you know how McDonald's has the
Yeah, we are daddy. McDonald's. We are McDonald's. You can order a McDonald's meal here. The menu is
mostly, yeah, you know, how,
mostly,
you know
mostly.
How the McDonald's has the Daddy Yankee meal?
Yeah,
right.
Gasolina. You want the Gasolina meal?
No, I'll take the Daddy Warbucks.
Well, bad news, you're getting the Gasolina anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want gasolina.
Okay, well, on that burger, do you want leaded or unleaded?
I want lettuce. Unlettuce.
What's more? Okay, so we got you for a 10-piece unlettuced. That sounds good.
In this state, it's self-serve for the meal, but we have to do the gas for you.
So I just come in and I get it out of the kitchen?
Yeah, come on in and get it at the third window.
All right.
So after you pay
mine,
the drive-thru, you just park and then walk on in.
Okay. So yeah. A friend of mine
You'll know where it is. Just park, walk in, and get in back of the long line.
But not at the Chevron. There's a long line for the Chevron. That's because we're understaffed. Get in the long line for the McDonald's, we're overstaffed.
Okay.
There's too many people.
And can I get a peek at the condom machine with some satanic stuff written on it?
Yeah, it's pretty funny, and it's right next to the stickers, so if you want a Justin Timberlake NSYNC sticker that's pretty shiny, we got those too.
Awesome. All right,
see you later.
See, that system was so difficult. I don't know who I should talk to here as far as boss or...
Jake, go ahead and take this one.
Jake?
Yeah, I'm here.
That was such an inconvenience, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean,
you
would never get unleaded on a burger in the first place. You would never get gas on a burger.
Okay.
So
well, not normally.
All right, let me take these. I'm going to take these notes down. I'm going to take all this down and so that me and my dad can sort of stew on it. Mm-hmm. So give me all the problems you have with the business.
Hey, get a pen
and
that works.
Dad,
get a pen. Yeah. If the pen doesn't work, you can say, hang on, get a pen
that
works.
I'll just write hard.
No, you need to get a pen that works.
No, I'll just write hard and the imprint will be on the paper.
I don't know. I'm not going to be able to read the imprint later. Get a pen that works. Go over to the Chevron part.
Okay, fine. I'll go get a pen.
It's on the big spatula.
Oh, the weight is all off here.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing for me The bathroom key is too heavy. There's a shovel on it. It's attached to a shovel.
For the shovel.
Yeah, for the men's.
Well, and I've got a few bathroom key issues. Obviously, the key is too heavy with the shovel on it. Secondly, we don't need to do the heavy thing system on every object in the chevron.
How do you expect us to not have things
get stolen? I spent 2 hours the other morning attaching big iron cubes to all the Skittles.
And have you noticed the Skittles are still fully stocked? We haven't lost a single bag of Skittles, you know, with kids that are coming in stealing.
So. Yeah, but no one's buying Skittles either.
Okay, you know, I get it. Your guys' livelihood isn't completely attached to the success or failure of this business, okay?
Because
you can just quit and you can just get another job. Well, me and my dad can't, okay? Because we're weighted down by two different contracts. One with McDonald's, one with Chevron. Both very bad terms, okay? Not to mention the amount of rent that we pay for this building, okay? You guys aren't on the line for any of that. Huh?
Is the rent exorbitant?
Exorbitant. Yeah. Think of a number. I guarantee you our rent is higher.
We're paying three rents. We're paying rent to the building owner. We're paying rent to McDonald's. And we're paying rent to Chevron.
Yeah.
Rent?
Hey there. Thank you for listening to Exit 42. Big Grande just wants to thank Casey Trela for the theme song and David Blaze for the logo. If you want to stay up to date on all things Big Grande, make sure to go to our Twitter at Big Grande Tweets. And go back to the website where you found this show, biggrandewebsite.com. We'll be putting all our new podcasts, video content. We've got merch on there, so keep an eye on that. And thank you for supporting us. Bye-bye.